The Phil Hendry Show is back. 1-800-449-8686.
As you know, this week is Stay Off Drugs Week, and we wanted to do our part in the program to get the message out to as many young people as we can that drugs are really not the way to go. They're just not there. They are not a viable alternative. They're not going to open your eyes to anything. They're really not going to do anything other than retard your eventual growth into happiness. I mean, isn't that the goal? Now, having said that, I've got to tell you, I really do appreciate very much this next young man coming on our program. His name is Jeff Dowder. He lives in Temple City. And, Jeff, you're at your home right now?
Yes, I am.
And can you tell me something? Do you live alone, or?
I put down my parents' house now, but also I put down a deposit on a house that I'll probably be sharing with some members of the band that I'm trying to get into.
Okay, is that a cell phone you're on there?
It's
Does it have a cord attached to it?
No, sir.
Okay, so it could be a cordless phone?
It is cordless, yeah. I don't know if it's a cell or not. I can check if you want it.
No, that's fine. You're probably on a cordless phone. Get a little bit closer to the base. Jeff, how long have you smoked? You primarily describe yourself as an addictive smoker of marijuana. Is that correct? Are you there?
Yes, sir, I'm right here.
Okay. You describe yourself primarily as an addictive smoker of marijuana. Is that correct?
Yes, sir, I do.
Okay, I don't know. You can hear what I'm saying.
Yeah.
You're addicted to marijuana.
Yes, sir, I am.
Now we know that there is really no substantial proof that marijuana is physically addicting. So you're talking about a psychological addiction.
That's it. In my mind, I'm addicted, mostly in my mind. But I have tried to quit, but it's not going too good.
It's not going too good, trying to quit smoking pot.
Yeah, it's not really doing, I try to quit smoking, but every time I try to quit, I feel more peaceful when I'm smoking it.
Well, what would you say negative happened to you smoking marijuana? Are you smoking dope right now?
I am. Partially, yes, sir, I am.
So you're always smoking this stuff?
I would not say it always, because obviously I sleep and, I eat.
All right, besides sleeping and eating and doing all that, are you always smoking dope?
I pretty much do start every day with Prozac. I'll probably zap a Bipper in the morning and Wacky Backy or whatever, like marijuana in the afternoon. So
you're smoking weed all the time?
I'm doing it a lot, yeah. And it's not helping me at all. Because
is there any way you could not smoke it while you're talking to me?
I could, but
no, on second thought, never mind. Just go ahead. Because I guess that's your life, isn't it?
It pretty much is, right. It pretty much is, on account of it does give me a more peaceful feeling, a peaceful, easy feeling, which is like, I guess a song about it or something.
All right, we're talking with Jeff Dowder, who's a marijuana smoker and has been smoking pots. How long have you been smoking dope? How long have you been smoking weed?
Probably about since I was 10.
How old are you now?
I'm 28.
So how long has that been?
That's 18 years.
Yes, 18 years. You've been smoking pot since you were 10 years of age. How has it affected your life negatively? You say you're not motivated to do anything? You're not...
I had a dream one time being a musician, but on account I smoked pot, it robbed me of all of everything that I want to do. And that's the thing I say to all any of the young people that are listening to you now.
Oh, will you come on, man?
I'm sorry, but see, that's the state that I'm in, and that's the state that I'm in.
Okay, even when you're talking to me, you're knocking on that bong. So you're going to say to the young people...
I was just saying to young people, you don't do it, man. Don't do it.
Don't do what?
Don't smoke pot.
Because?
Bad.
It's bad for you.
It is bad for you.
What did it do to you that's bad?
Probably everything.
Like what? I mean, you're still living at home.
Yeah, I'm still living at home. Like I say, the only good thing that marijuana has done for me is that I was able to use it for my musicianship.
So you're a musician.
Yeah.
Because you did tell me you're in a band. Are you a good musician?
Yeah, I would say that I am fairly proficient. I'm very interested in jazz. I was very much a fan of John Coltrane and many of the modalities that he do. Hold on for a minute. Thing went out. And
I mean, it's ironic, man. I'm sitting here talking to you about how pot can ruin your life, and you're sitting there smoking it.
Yeah, I mean, that's what I do. I mean, I'm a drummer, okay, but I sold my sweet drum kit to buy the weed. It's a little hard to record with a drum pad, so.
Look at that, man. You smoke so much dope that you sell your drum kit to buy some pot, and now all you have is a drum pad.
But I can knock it out pretty good on the drum pad if you do.
Have you got your drum pad with you?
Yeah.
All right, so you're making the claim that marijuana has ruined you in every possible way except as a musician.
Except as a musician, that's right, because I do have fairly decent chops when it comes to some of the jazz modalities.
Can we hear?
Huh?
Can we hear?
Yeah, hold on. I don't like that up, hold on.
Okay, you're going to play some drum licks for us?
Hold on.
Knock it off with the dope for just a few seconds, okay?
Okay. All right, what do you want to hear?
Just play some jazz crap on the drums, okay?
Well, I mean, I have a little more respect for it.
Well, just play some of the jazz stuff that you know.
All right. This is, can you hear me?
Yes, we can hear you.
All right, this is a 5/4 beat. This is made popular by Dave Brubeck with his quartet, and the song was called Take Five. This is 5 beats per measure. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. See? That's just so you know that it's...
Yeah, I get it. You counted out 5 beats.
That's right. 4 beats beat. 1, 2, 3, 4. Okay, that's 4 beats.
That's 4/4 time.
That's 4/4 time. 5/4 time is 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. And then it...
I get it, man, because 5 is 5 and 4 is 4.
Okay, hold on.
All right.
You there?
I'm right here waiting to hear it, man.
All right, here we go. This is 5/4 time. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Well, I zoned for a minute. Hold on.
Come on, man. You don't need to have a knock on that thing every time you blow it.
Well, it sounded like a horse hoof. I thought it's like a little western or something, like, you know.
Just play the drums, the jazz.
All right, you want the jazz?
Yes.
Alright, hold on, I
gotta
get it.
Yeah, don't forget that, man.
Alright, here we go. Well, it goes like that. So, that's really...
So that's jazz.
That's what my training was, yeah.
Alright, I'm not knowledgeable about jazz, but... That sounded very unusual, and...
Yeah, well, jazz is a very unusual rhythm, and again, I've studied John Coltrane. I've studied John Coltrane, other people. But you think my marijuana situation is bad, but I used to huff.
You were huffing what?
I was huffing paint, and I still do, but I'm probably not as bad as it used to be.
So you're smoking weed... You're huffing paint.
No, I don't huff paint anymore. I've tried to wean myself off huffing paint. I was huffing Glade Air Freshener and also Bactine.
Huffing Bactine. You were huffing Bactine.
Yes, I was. Yes, I was.
Have you gotten off of that, man? Because that'll get... You talk about killing brain cells.
Yeah, I'm off that now. And now I've tried to stay away. I've gone... Huffed like 7-Up bubbles and coffee aroma. One time I kicked the silver paint, and then I was doing lacquer once in a while.
Are you still doing lacquer?
I'm not doing any lacquer. Not since my mom decided she wanted to refinish her desk, so.
Not enough lacquer, huh?
Not currently, no. But that's the problem. What's happening with a lot of people are refurbishing houses. They're
buying up all the lacquer to put on the wood?
Yeah. So it's impossible to huff it.
Well, what are you huffing now, man? You said you're... What are you huffing? Coffee?
I do, yeah. It's embarrassing. I'll go into Starbucks and just sit and just... Yeah, but... And also the trouble that I was in with the police.
Now, your mother spoke with us earlier. She said you'd had some problem with the police. Was this a breaking and entering?
No, sir. I was just at the back door because I had been huffing... Okay, I've been huffing bubble up, and I've been...
You were huffing bubble up?
Only the bubble part.
Yeah.
And, try to snort espresso beans. I grind them up and just do a line of, like, latte beans.
Uh-huh.
But that was like bad. And then the thing that I finally did is that because I couldn't huff no blade, so I started to huff diapers.
So that, when you say huffing diapers.
Yeah.
You were getting into the laundry of the lady next door?
I was. Yes, sir, I was. Yes, sir, I was.
And you're huffing old, crap-filled diapers.
Yeah, and that's...
You see how far you can sink, folks? You see how far a man can sink? Wait.
They were scented, though.
Well, it doesn't make any difference if they're scented. If a kid crapped into them, that really...
Yeah, well, that's the point. But I would say, people say to me, how would you huff a diaper with some baby load in it? And I'd say, well, but they're scented. And that's when they'd laugh.
Well, they're laughing because it doesn't make any difference if they're scented after a baby craps in it.
I also want...
Oh, this guy with a pot.
I also... They're Ocean Breeze Huggies, which... generally smell good.
Well, they ain't going to smell good after a kid's crapped into them.
That's the part that I found out.
Well, if there's something you wanted to say to the kids out there, because we've been listening to you, Jeff, for the last 15 minutes talking about your dope problem and the fact that you're huffing diapers, what would you say to them?
I'd say it's a downward spiral. And if you look at me, I started with pot, and then I went on, I huffed blade and all other stuff. And
Paint. And lacquer, until people started refinishing their houses.
Yeah, and there was a short supply of that, until finally now, I've reached the bottom. I got my nose stuck, and some kids do. There's no way, man, that could have happened to me.
It's just shocking, isn't it?
Yeah.
Why don't you quit?
If I quit, man, and I can quit the pot. I can quit smoking the pot.
But?
There's no way I stay away from diapers.
Will you put the freaking pot down?
I'm sorry.
No way you can stay away from diapers.
That's psychologically addicting. That's like,
no, it's not a physical addiction.
Not so far as medical science, no.
All right, Jeff.
When the kid next door gets potty trained, it's going to be cold turkey.
There you have it, a kid who started out promising. You heard his drum playing. I don't know, it sounded bad, but smoking weed, huffing blade, sniffing diapers to get his kicks.
But the kid gets potty trained.
I know. 1-800-449-8686, Phil Hendry.
And now, Phil Hendry.
Just exactly why do people buy Hummers? That's a question that has been sort of rotating in my mind.